Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So we're looking right now at the militants in Nigeria that are beginning to, they're calling it the killing fields towards Christians, because radical Islam is beginning to, and it's amazing. It's like our present government won't even mention in the words. It's like, hey, radical Islam is killing people, blowing things up. That's killed our ambassador, according to the ambassador.
Yeah, hello?
That was calling and talking to his right-hand men. And this is our future if we don't turn, and I believe what we are. But listen, right, this is CBN reporting what's taking place in Nigeria. They're calling it the killing fields. Mm. The killing fields. More Christians than anywhere else in the world has been killed because of Islam, radical Islam.
Last year, more Christians were killed in Nigeria, than any other country, at the hands of radical Muslims. Their jihad is still going on in Africa's largest country, and the president of Nigeria has just declared a state of emergency. Gary Lane tells us why Nigerian Christians are being targeted and what can be done to help them.
Bombings like this one gave Nigeria the sad distinction of the nation with the highest Christian death toll. More than 900 Christians reportedly were killed in Nigeria last year, victims of the Boko Haram terrorist group and other Islamic militants.
They are so radical that they do not even spare Muslims. If Muslims are sympathetic to any cause at all, if they are sympathetic to the Christians' cause, or the minorities' cause, they are also termed as, you know, infidels.
In 2013, radicals have killed more than 120 Nigerians, most of them Christians. Gregory Lahr is an international human rights attorney.
It is happening now at this time because there appears to be a new resurgence, a new Islamic awareness on the need to further propagate their religion.
Because of this wave of violence, various groups in southern Nigeria are taking up arms to protect the Christians. Attorney Emmanuel Ogebi warns the country may be on the brink of a broader conflict.
Because of the massive Christian Muslim population in Nigeria, there's no country on earth that is as rich and ready for a religious war. All the elements, all the ingredients are there.
Ogebi spoke at a recent conference sponsored by the Washington, D.C.-based Jubilee Campaign. Some panelists criticized the U.S. State Department's reluctance to blame the violence in Nigeria on Islamic extremism.
The route they are taking is dangerous, it's against American interest, and it's not positive, it's not sensible. The ultimate aim of this is extremism. It's not just to wipe out Christians. It will hit back here ultimately.
For years, Islamic militants limited their attacks on Christians to the 12 northern Nigerian states where Sharia law is in place. Now they're pressing into central and southern states where Christians are in the majority. World Magazine reporter Mindy Bell says the pattern is all too familiar.
We've seen it happen in Sudan. We've seen it in Mali. We've seen it in parts of the Middle East and other parts of North Africa. When that happens, what is growing up in there are also the seeds of terrorism that is targeting the West.
So what is the solution to stop the attacks against Christians and others? Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan has proposed a possible amnesty for Boko Haram terrorists. Stefanos Foundation founder Mark Lipto says amnesty would be a mistake.
It goes to say that the government must have to succumb to the pressure of terror. And then we see that it will go in to reward the perpetrator to continue to carry out his carnage. That is wrong.
The problem has gone beyond Nigeria alone. Like it actually has its roots in Mali, in Libya. So even if the Nigerian situation is well contained and the borders are not secure, you have not solved the problem.
Lipto suggests Christians united in prayer can make a difference.
What we see is disunity that has taken on the church. And so the voiceless are not being represented. But if we look to the person Christ and avoid all these differences and come together, we will be able to give a voice to the voiceless, and that is what we're called to do.
Gary Lane, CBN News.
It's amazing to see what's taking place in Nigeria.
Yeah.
You know? that it's so in our face, and it's like it reminds me of what Hitler did to the Jews up until the very last second, telling them that everything is okay. We're just finding a safe place for you. This week, we're going to just work with your father, and we'll come. He'll be able to come back to you. And then they found out that their father didn't come back. And then they said, "Well, we're going to go ahead and just keep you safe because you know you're being isolated in people's mind. They're starting to hate you." It's like, yeah, because you're putting stars on us and you're saying these negative things about us. But that's what's going on.
Writing on our skin.
Yes. And so, well, this was early on when they were making them wear the stars. And then they said, "We just got a safe place for you. This will protect you here." And they took him to the ghettos. And then they realized it was getting worse. But then, you know, Red Cross is coming out there, so they kind of fixed it up a little bit for about a four-hour investigation. And, okay, well, at least, you know, we're in a safer place because they are kind of getting, you know, agitated towards us. And then they end up putting them on trains and say, "We're going to take you somewhere." But the last second, they took their luggage from them. So they're thinking, they carry their luggage all the way to the train. And now they don't have their luggage, so they're packed into a train cart. And they said, "Well, it's just an uncomfortable ride, but, you know, we got to get through there." You know, they're just trying to, and the whole thing. And then finally they get to the camp. They say, "Listen, you probably need a shower."
Wow.
"You probably need," and he's like, "Yeah, but in a train, you know, stuck with, you know, 40-100 people, whatever it was, in the train and smashed in there." And so you can imagine. And so they go into the showers, and the shower heads are hanging over the top of them, and they think they're about to get a shower. They've already just unrobed, did all this kind of stuff up until the very last second, and they turn on what's supposed to be a shower, and it was gas, and it actually killed them. Up to the last moment, they still followed like sheep going to a slaughter.
Yeah.
And today we're looking, it's like, are we going to continue? Gonna wake up. What's going on here? Are we just going to keep on saying it's so obvious, it's so evident that Satan hates JJ.
Yeah.
You know, he hates the Jews and he hates Christians. You know, JJ stands for Jews and Jesus. And you can find out, go to VFN Torch and look for JJ and understand that. No matter what's going on, no matter how much money somebody gives you, ask the question, where does JJ stand in all this?
That's right.
And we love Israel. And understanding that today, radical, this dark-driven bondage called Islam is doing this very thing today in our own government, our own the strongholds in America now. Because the church is in sin, by the way, but this is what's going on, are saying, you know, you can be at peace. It's sort of like saying, I'm gonna stay in this dark room, but I'm also gonna bring a light in. It's like every time I walk in this dark room with a light, it's no longer dark anymore. And then I walk into this light room with darkness, and then the room turns dark. It's like, which one am I? I got to make up my mind. Is it gonna be the room gonna be light, or is the room gonna be dark? Because darkness and light don't have anything to do with each other. You cannot mix Islam and Christianity. There's no such thing as Chrislam. Understand this, that this is why they're so radical. And this is what he said. He said in the CBN, a news segment was that it's against Americans' interest. The question is asked this: why were they even killed their own? They even killed their own Muslims. Radical Islam killed Muslims. And the question you say, well, why would they do that? Because they were sympathetic to Christians. Well, why would they do that? Because Christianity says accurately that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he's the only way to God, and every other way is a thief and a robber. Islam says Muhammad is the prophet. He's the one, and Jesus is not the Son of God, and he'll have to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God, and he will be the assistant to their God who comes out of a hole in the ground, which they walk around in Mecca with a little black tent over it, waiting to come out. It's like it's the opposite. That's why they're doing it, because the presence of Christianity reveals it's the antithesis of what they believe in Islam. It's the antithesis. They're walking around a hole in the ground.
Wow.
They're walking around a hole in the ground waiting for their Savior to come out of the ground to put a mark on everybody that will set them apart. And they see this as a positive thing. We say that is actually the beast that comes out and puts the mark of the beast on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are at war with each other, the ideas.
Complete opposites. Ends of the spectrum here.
So, you know, where Christianity today, and many people, because of the sin, you know, or don't even, we're just in darkness, is they don't understand that you just can't coexist in the context of yes and no cannot coexist. There's no such thing as yes and no coexisting together. It's either yes or it's no. And it's either light or it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that Christians can't exist in some dark land or dark culture. It's the fact is you don't say, you know, let's just merge these faiths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to stand up and just say, you know, Jesus is Lord, you know, and he's the only way to God, and every other way is a thief and a robber. And the end result of that is death. If you're in a particular land or somebody has the upper hand on what's going on in the context of that. This is what he said in the interview, the CBN News interview was, or they were actually reporting, was, it's in our interests. It's in our interests. It's in our interests because this is what's heading our way. That's what the bombings in Boston, the marathon bombings, it was a derivative of that radical Islam.
Yeah.
That's what happened. These young guys just got radicalized.
And then wreaked havoc. I mean, he's taking people's lives. And you think about, you were mentioning earlier about those bodies, the Jewish people that were being gassed.
Yeah.
You know, when they died.
They believed to the last second.
They believed to the last second, but there was belief on two sides. They believed the one thing, and those that worked with Hitler believed another thing.
Yeah.
And they were convinced that they were doing something right. I don't know what they were convinced of, but to think that they had to step over bodies and to carry dead bodies out.
Right.
I mean, it just shows you how evil.
You know what's helpful, though, that when you think about that, is now look at Hitler's crew. Look at his reputation.
Yeah.
Look at all those that are hiding in crevices of rocks today, still trying not to be found after the trials that took place. And understand that if you're following darkness, this is your future.
Yeah.
He killed himself. He sent other people to their death. He killed, you know, 6 million Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And plus Christians and others. And he killed himself with a pill. Understand that if you are following darkness, this is how it's all going to end for you.
That's right.
It's all going to end that way for
That's
you.
Right.
So you can learn from that whole experience. Say, you know what? I'm just going to follow Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And light and darkness don't have anything to do with each other. They cannot coexist. It's either going to be light or it's going to be dark, right?
That's right.
That's right.
And so here we are. Yeah, these young guys are radicalized. And even, you know, reportedly in the investigation they're having about the older brother there in the Boston Marathon bombings, terrorism, that there was three of his friends' throats that were cut on September the 11th, I believe it was, of the previous year.
Oh, wow.
And they were found in the same place. All three of their throats were cut, and they had marijuana sprinkled over them.
Wow.
And now they're trying to investigate to see if he actually had something to do with cutting the throats of his friends. And you understand, if you understand, and if you haven't yet gone to the VFN torch, go to VFNTV.com and see the burning torch on the right hand side. Click on that and realize that you can understand the comparison between the Bible and the Quran, between Christianity and Islam, because what they say is that that you're to kill the sword is to be at the throat or the neck of the infidel, which is the unbeliever, the non-Muslim, who chooses not to convert, not to go into servitude, not to pay the tax would be a way.
Mm-hmm.
And so then if you did get radicalized and he went to his friends and they didn't convert, then that would fit the radical is just believing what the Quran says.
That's what they call radical. You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
Yeah. It's like what's a radical Christian? One that believes Jesus and follows Jesus.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The difference is that if you get hit in one cheek, if you're radical, you turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
If you're not radical and you're moderate or liberal, you just sue the person that hits you in the cheek. You know, but a radical Muslim who believes fully in the Quran would say that Jesus is not the Son of God. They would say that there's no such thing as a Trinity, that Muhammad is the prophet, he heard from God, and they would approve of putting the sword to the neck. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.